Welcome to Death Metal Theater on Radio KCUF. We're here for the dissolution of your soul. Come into our cavernous gateway and feel the transport of darkness upon you, mortal, as you are deconstructed and spread amongst the stars. Forever vigilant, now you have the time to think, to analyze an independent brain, to conclude its own reality. And soon you realize how inanimate you are, how much you are held back from reality. It is a conditioning, a virus, an idea that with will of its own will help you give away your will. Strength to resist, and then strength to fight the infection, are what you need. This world is gripped by a sentimentalist nostalgia. People all around selflessly give away their lives and endure misery so that they might say, romantically, I let it all go for the sake of an ideal. Others live for lost loves or the idea of love itself. Others waste themselves in trying only to decide they didn't care. Many die and many, many more live death in a slavery they can't express. Death metal is a certain spirit. Few people appreciate what it stands for in the context of reality. But death metal is about action against regret. Death metal is about living. Self-definition is action, the route to a life defined by your own sculpture.
Oh,
Support the war against silence. This is Radio KCUF, and I am DJ Christian Sodomy. Here, after the barbecue of souls and innocence, the Christians have been thrust into the dark passageways of evil, now revealed as corrupted as they have been for a good long time. They are sent to prostrate themselves before the shadow of their death. These people, once proud and independent simians blessed with a brain of unusual size, are now shriveling reminders of the slug-like inside of each human soul when it is allowed to fester in the pit of inactivity and passive nihilism. These things are what make up our modern world, our slavery to our own self-doubt. We would basically rather be non-mortal creatures isolated in our own stench than we would like to be communicating creatures who must live at the extremities of their own consciousness. Our souls are crippled with a modern nostalgia. Our society, a division between the technological and the sentimentalist, brings with it a profound sense of regret, of giving up the self in favor of the system so that it may persevere when one is in fact simply a tool compensated in a minimal interpretation of its contribution. Used and thrown away, made into material by the same omnivorous presence which manifests itself in the consumption of all life. This nostalgia is based in a deep sentimental regret of the decision which had to be made, the selfless gift in order to placate need. But what this really meant was a condemnation of self, so as to help remove the question. It is simple ape allegiance to a concept demanded by the leader, who for his great size and strength may indeed be the weakest of them all, the most unstable, never secure about what he has or what he can do, but only needing more to consume something to stuff in the abyss. As I've said before, and I'll say many other times, death metal, as a subset of art and a subset of the post-political understanding of information theory that allows us to dissect human behavior in a matrix of groups, must remove the thought process of easily giving oneself to a selfless slavery and replace it with an affirmation of life which extends from within the self to beyond. This is the true act of blasphemy. This is the ultimate expression of heresy, independence from God. Thank you for listening to KCUF.